Well, howdy, folks. No, this is not a repeat. This is July of 2024. I'm back from my off-air summer vacation, and it was a grand old time, let me tell you. But I am happy to be back on the air. Right. The name of the show. Why, it's the How Do You Do review, of course. Broadcasting right here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. On Bell MTS Channel 713 here in Churchill, Manitoba. And you're also tuned in on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland. And on CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor, Detroit. My name is Joe Stover. Thank you so much for joining me. I surely do appreciate it. What have I been up to? Well, it was a pretty busy time away from the radio. I had an engagement party. That was a lot of fun. I got to see Andrew Neville and his beautiful wife, Kristen, get married down there in Winnipeg. That was the Double Rainbow Saturday back on June 22nd, if anyone was around to see that. Got to see a Blue Bombers game, got to see a few Goldeyes games, hung out with friends and family. It was busy, but it was a good time. And it didn't even get that hot. So, no complaints from me. Here's a little vacation tune from the Windups called Vacation Time. Here on the How Do You Do review, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
All right.
Thank you.
Listeners in Radioland, this is Twin Fiddles. This is
Gordon Stobie,
JJ Guy, and you're listening to the How Do You Do review on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. We're excited to be on the show.
Over the moon!
Looks like I've been too good for too long. Well, I'm up and gone at the break of dawn. I've been working like a regular dog to keep my woman in the lights and the water and the phone turned on. I've been saying yes, sir, all day at work. I've been saying yes, ma'am, at home. I've been storing up the cuss words, keeping them under my tongue. I need a little time off for bad behavior. The devil in me done been asleep too long. I need a little time off for bad behavior. It looks like I've been too good for too long. This number on my mind a while. I've been fighting off the urge to call a pretty little strawberry blonde with a southern drawl. Some good old boys come from Alabama, said the fish has been a-missing me, and I need to renew my friendship with Jim Beam. I need a little time off for bad behavior. The devil in me done been asleep. It looks like I've been too good for too long. devil in me done been asleep too long. I've got to have a little time off. Hey, looks like I've been too good.
David Allan Coe there to finish off our return from vacation set. One of my favorites, Need a Little Time Off for Bad Behavior, which is from his 1987 album, A Matter of Life and Death. A staple on a typical Andrew Neville and the Poor Choices set. They really do it justice, yes sir. Before Mr. Coe was Paul Linklater from Toronto by way of Winnipeg, Manitoba. He's been around, and if you're into a lot of Canadian music, there's a good chance he plays guitar on it or might have even produced it. We heard Holidays on the Escarpment from his 2008 triple album called Smooth Sailing and How. And to kick off the show, also from Winnipeg, Manitoba, Canada, the house band, The Windups, with one recorded live at The Times Changed back in 2007 and released on the club's fourth compilation album called Winnipeg, The High and Lonesome Years, Volume 4. So I guess it goes without saying, it's the fourth one. Vacation Time is the name of that song, and that compilation was released January 1st, 2008. I loved being a kid of teachers. Two teachers. Because the whole family got 2 months of vacation time in the summer. 24 years later, it still feels kind of weird going to work in July or August. But I have a great plan, a great idea. And that is to for sure win the Lotto Max this week. I think it's $65 million, and that should be just enough for me to take the summers off. So stay tuned for next week's show, which will be the How Do You Do review, the $65 million edition. What will that entail? Well, I guess you'll just have to see. And by see, I mean won't see. The odds are a wee bit astronomical, so I figure it'll be the same old tens of dollars show that you're listening to now. Speaking of tens of dollars, here's the anthem for the old 10 buck show, Pip Skid on the How Do You Do review.
Never had money cause I spend it always. Spent high school hot in the hallways. Must be as tall as the tallest building. Make money feel the wallet that's instilled in. All of them and they out there getting it. Me at home in bed not sweating it. Not letting it hit, no the reality. Hey, yo, I'm real slow with the salary. Mad at me on the first of the month. Never have all the rent in one chunk. I reinvented lunch. Don't eat three meals, can't spend it much. Shrink my guts with hunger pains. Drink so much that I flood my brains. I spend tens of dollars, tens of dollars. I spend tens of dollars, tens of dollars. Tens of dollars. Tens of dollars. My money's smart, know to stay away, cause it'll get blown today. And be lonely tomorrow. If only I could borrow $5, I could stretch it for days. Trying to catch money's like trying to catch strays. Trying to catch castaways in a cushion. Coins that vanish ain't getting smushed in. Pushed in but never forgotten. Covered in hair and popcorn is rotten. You get caught in the cycle of being broke. Capitalism is mere some smoke. Here's a joke, it's my bank account. Never write a check with a blank amount. Ain't really much here for me to think about. No future to see, can't make it out. Spend tens of dollars, tens of dollars. I spend tens of dollars, tens of dollars. Tens of dollars. Sometimes 10 bucks is so much. That's 10 meals if you're really oofed. If you're really stuck, try to sleep a lot. Being awake is too much to think about. And my brain's so sore, don't wanna feel this pain no more. Ah, now my money's broke. Do I get a car? It's a funny joke. Do I wanna go eat? Now I gotta go. Why even ask me? You oughta know. Awful lot of not a cash. Can't make a move and I feel like an ass. Nothing in my life and it's leaving fast. Run up in the bank with my thieving ass. Can't believe how I make $10 last. Holy fuck, I'm bad at math. I spend tens of dollars. Tens of dollars, ten, 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 ten,
plastic bag of pennies, roll them in brown paper, turn them into 20. Walking to the bank, she's knocking, is there anybody here? Have I made myself clear? I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. Charlene, Charlene, everybody's darling, high on something heavy, she's flying like a starling. Coming down the stairs, she's tripping through a chemistry class. Life's a blast. Billy's down from Sydney and Demi's looking handsome, stumbling down Portland, holding it for ransom. If you got a loony, he'll tell you the dirtiest joke. Hey man, can I bum a smoke? I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. I'm broke, I know I'm broke, but I'm not broken. You never see the wound, you only see the scar. When we landed on the moon or standing at the bar, it's 4 in the morning, I don't know where I am or who you are. Last chance landlord renting out a closet, picking up the weekly, making the deposit, walking from the bank while we're headed to the National Exchange. Oh, this world is strange.
Stay tonight. I'm a poor boy, and I'm a ranger. Things I say may seem strange, like Sunday changing to Monday. Nobody knows how cold it flows, and nobody feels worn down ears. Nobody's eyes can make the skies. Nobody spreads aching heads.
From one of the best records there is, in my opinion. That was Nick Drake with Poor Boy from his album Brighter Later, released back in 1970. Pink Moon, great record. Brighter Later, legendary record. Before Nick was Joel Plaskett and his song Broke from his 2015 album The Park Avenue Sobriety Test. You can still get tickets for his October 5th show at the Park Theater in Winnipeg. And as for the rest of his tour, it's pretty much sold out across at least where this program airs, except for what looks like a gig in Toronto on August 10th at the Budweiser stage with The Emergency. Lucky ducks who can make it to that one. And before Joel was Winnipeg's own Pip Skid with a tune that a good chunk of us can relate to, and that's Tens of Dollars, which is from his 2010 album Skid Row. Pippi doesn't hold back on anything, and if you're a fan of his, you know this. And if you aren't, and listen to more of his stuff, which you should, then you will know this. You are listening to the How Do You Do review here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg, CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, and CJAM 99.1 FM in Windsor and Detroit. I'm your host, Joe Stover. We've got some new stuff here for you, fresh from the Winnipeg Folk Festival. Here's our pals, the Stanley County Cut-Ups.
In a country so stiflingly hot yet so cold, there was born a girl untethered and bold. From a stone's throw she seemed quite the same as the standard, but her heart beat for something less, mostly heart-rendered. Her mama, she ran the salon down the main, where ladies and gentlemen fought coughs they came, for perms and a pick-me-up, for trims and a toss.
I used to steal my time alone. I have known. Mornings contemplating how I've grown. I used to steal my time alone. My nerves are shut.
Need.
From Windsor, Ontario, that's Talking Violet with a song from their yet-to-be-released album. The tune is It's Gonna Be Good, and the record is called Everything at Once, and that will be out in the beginning of October. So watch for that. Before that one was Claire Porter from Newfoundland. That song is called Time Alone and was released as a single not very long ago. And to start that set was the Stanley County Cut-Ups with a single of their own, also pretty recent. It's called Petals and Permanence. Like I said, they're fresh off a Winnipeg Folk Fest appearance. Did you go? How was it? Other than stormy and hot. That kind of seems to be the theme for Folk Fest lately. Punishing heat and storms that force performers to either cut their performance short or cancel it altogether. Major bummer. Let's hope next year's 50th version of the Winnipeg Folk Festival is cancel-free, and I would also be okay if it was extreme heat-free as well. I also anticipate a killer lineup, so we'll figure that one out in the spring. Also at Folkfest this past weekend was our pal the Croaky Crooner, who got to see someone on his bucket list on Thursday night, Lucinda Williams. He flew back to Churchill the day after and immediately recorded another installment of the Can't Sing, Don't Mean I Won't Sing Saturday Morning Sing Song. Whew, here he is.
Hashtag Can't Sing, Don't Mean I Won't Sing presents Saturday Morning Sing Song with the Croaky Crooner. Yeah, I know. I missed last week. I'm real sorry about that. But I was in Winnipeg, and while I was there getting my daughter seeing my son, I got to see one of my favorite songwriters, Lucinda Williams. So most of you knew I was going to do a Lucinda song this morning. I hope you're all out there and you're all right. Are you all right? All of a sudden you went away. Are you all right? I hope you come back around someday. Are you all right? I haven't seen you in a real long time. Are you all right? Could you give me some kind of sign? Are you all right? I looked around me and you were gone. Are you alright? I feel like there must be something wrong. Are you alright? 'Cause it seemed like you disappeared. Are you alright? 'Cause I have a feeling that I'm a little scared. Are you alright? Are you sleeping through the night? Do you have someone to hold you tight? Do you have someone to hang out with? Do you have someone to hug and kiss? Hug and kiss you, hug and kiss you. Are you alright? Hope you're all okay. I'm doing pretty good. Got my daughter upstairs hiding away from my singing and croaking. Something been bothering you? Are you alright? I wish that you'd give me a little clue. Are you alright? Is there something you wanna say? Are you alright? Just tell me that you're okay. Are you alright? 'Cause you took off without a word. Are you alright? Are you sleeping through the night? Do you have someone to hold you tight? Do you have someone to hang out with? Do you have someone to hug and kiss? Hug and kiss you, hug and kiss you. Are you all right? Are you all right? Hope you all are. Have a good Saturday, everyone.
Our little birds are singing all around me, on every bush and vine. My pleasures would be double if I could call you mine. As I've said here, the whole night through, till now it's a breaking day. I'm a waiting. To you, my mind, I choose a single life. For I never thought that it suited for me to be your wife. So he wrote to her and sent it by full speed. You know I once did love you dearly. I once loved you indeed. But since that time my mind has changed. I love another. Pretty fair damsel, more suitable for me. So far away.
had a nickname, we used to call him Clank. At the five corner rink, sitting on the snowbank, he laced on the blades after school to play. That's what he lived for every minute of the day. But no one was saying, hey, Bob, you showed him how to do it. Set him up and knock him around, but your name wasn't heard in any town. Hey, Bob, you showed him how to do it. He's got more trophies than you've ever seen, but the glitter of the gold never changed his dream. He plays with his heart, the game that he loves, and old Freddy sure thanks to God above. And hear him singing, hey, Bob, you showed him how to do it. Hey, Bob, you gave him old team spirit. Well, you set him up and you knock him around, and your name is heard in every town. Hey, Bob, you showed him how to do it. Three kids and a wife, comes back home just to slow down his life. The people around here, they know he's in town, but they don't make a fuss, they just see him around. But in their hearts they're singing, hey, Bob, you showed him how to do it. Hey, Bob, you gave him old team spirit. Set 'em up and you knock 'em around, and your name is heard in every town. Hey, Bob, you showed 'em how to do it. Hey, Bob, you showed 'em how to do it.
So if you'd heard the old miners
Somehow, we ended up in Flin Flon in that set. We just heard from the pride of Birch River, Manitoba, Irvin Fries, with the title track from his 1964 album, The Flin Flon Song. He wrote that one back in the 50s after he went to work at the mine up there, or in Churchill's case, down there. An old Manitoba country jam, that record. Before Mr. Fries was Blue Monday with their song The Bobby Clark Way, which was a single released in 1979. A Flin Flon legend, old Bobby Clark is, and you'd expect a song about him not to be sung so sweetly, considering his style of play. Leave on Helm before that one with Little Birds, a beautiful song from his album Dirt Farmer, which came out in 2007. I just love those harmonies. And to start that set was the croaky crooner who gave us his version of Lucinda Williams' Are You All Right? I'm all right. And not only that, I hope the show went all right. Sometimes it's hard to get back in the groove after a month away, but after some vacation time and a new laptop, I'm having fun. Mad props to my old laptop, which I recorded 4 years of this program on, and she went until she couldn't no more. So, rest easy, little MacBook, and thank you for all the help. And thank you for tuning in. I wouldn't be here without you. The How Do You Do review is produced for and by CKUW 95.9 FM at the University of Winnipeg, and was recorded this week in Churchill, Manitoba. The show is also lovingly shared with our great friends on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland and Labrador, and on CJAM 99.1 FM on both sides of the Detroit River in Windsor, Ontario and Detroit, Michigan. We're also available as a podcast on all your favorite platforms in case you happen to miss an episode and are some sort of completist. Have a great evening, folks, and we will talk to you again real soon.
CKUW, where people share the music they love. 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Find our program schedule in every issue of Stylus Magazine.
CKUW 95.9 FM is supported by the Dave Barber Cinematheque, located at 100 Arthur Street. Run by the Winnipeg Film Group, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in the Exchange District since the 1980s, showing films from across the globe and highlighting Winnipeg filmmakers. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. The Dave Barber Cinematheque is your home for cult classics, insightful documentaries, and independent cinema from around the world and up-and-coming Winnipeg filmmakers. Located at 100 Arthur Street, the Dave Barber Cinematheque has been a mainstay in Winnipeg since the 1980s. Check out their show listings, updated monthly, at DaveBarberCinematheque.com. Show your CKUW Friends card and get member pricing for any regular screening. Shh.
Night.
Tune in every Tuesday night starting at midnight to 3 o'clock in the morning to Night Danger Radio on CKUW.